Coming up on Consumed with Scott Porch, Esther Pavitsky and Benji Aflalo, the creators of the new freeform comedy, Alone Together.
You're both sort of smallish people. Is that polite to say?
it's polite accurate. For me.
It's accurate.
Is that something that's been a relatability point between the two of you for the show?
I don't know. I mean, definitely that goes along with why we feel people, when they see us, they think we should be together because we're both small. We both have a little bit of like Jewy features.
I think it satisfies the human brain if like they're like, oh, you two look alike, you belong together. It's like, you know, it's what they want to see.
Right. But in reality, Benji would never date a girl my height, and I would never date a guy his height.
I would date a girl your height.
I guess I've dated guys also, your height.
It's also different for girls to be small than it is for a guy to be small, so I don't know how much.
Well, that. Yeah, but my point is
tall
that
guys like you.
Some do. Some do, sure. I think my point is that because we both look like we should be dating, but the reality is we both want to be dating someone who is the opposite physically of the other person. And we're open about that, and that's fine.
One time, remember the face swap you did with Eliza Schlesinger? Esther looked good. I was full-blown attracted to Esther face swapped with Eliza Schlesinger. Can I say that? Am I in trouble?
Unless you're in trouble with Eliza, I don't think she would
Eliza's
have a problem.
Eliza's engaged,
with that.
So no disrespect to your soon-to-be husband, but when you face swapped with Esther, I was okay with it.
Basically, you just like blonde women with big boobs.
Who doesn't?
So there's no will they, won't they sense in the show, and that's something y'all make pretty clear up front, that this is not a romantic comedy where the two of y'all are going to wind up together at some point. How do you approach that? This is not the kind of show where the tension comes from that.
I think it's just more of a, not to reduce it to one thing, but it's more of a buddy comedy. It's about friendship and I always mention how I think people of our age demographic are sort of more reliant on friends because millennials don't really get married anymore and traditional relationships aren't really a thing. So I think friendship plays a bigger role in people's lives, especially in mine. And I think that's what it's about.
I also like grew up watching shows like The Office where, you know, there's Jim and Pam, and for many of the first few seasons, like, they were kind of will they, won't they? They weren't necessarily together yet. And I know that's a big trope of sitcoms. And there's something about that that even though I am just like everyone else, I enjoy it, it also frustrates me that there has to be this will they, won't they tension in most sitcoms we've seen. And, like, why can't a guy and a girl just be friends and not have it be sexual?
Yeah. I agree, and I also don't think sex is that interesting, and after like 10 episodes of Will They, Won't They with anybody, you're like, just do it, or come on, just do it or don't do it. It's just, so I don't like leaning onto that too much, because it is what it is.
Consumed with Scott Porch premieres Wednesday, January 10th, and new episodes will be available every Wednesday. Subscribe to Consumed on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.